South Florida's only 24-hour source for news, traffic, and weather.
News Radio 610.
The morning news continues.
Good morning. It's 8:35. I'm Mark Riley.
And I'm Brooke Austin in the News Radio 610 WIOD News Center. Deliberations set to resume this morning in a landmark case in Miami federal court. Sabretech and two employees are on trial for the deadly crash of ValueJet Flight 592. News Radio 610 WIOD reporter Michael Hiblin has been following this trial from opening statements to the closing arguments and joins us live with in-depth coverage.
Brooke, much of this trial has focused on the now infamous oxygen generators, which defense attorneys say we now know so much more about because of the ValueJet tragedy. Those small devices are just above our heads when we fly and provide oxygen when pressure drops. But investigators believe several boxloads of generators in the plane's cargo hold are what ignited a fire that led to the crash shortly after takeoff. The now-defunct Sabretech company and two employees are accused of signing that safety caps had been installed on the generators, when in fact they had not. Laura Sawyer is among those who lost loved ones in the crash 3.5 years ago and hopes the defendants are held accountable.
I hope the jury takes everything in consideration and just looks at the facts, just as Caroline Heckmiller had said, just looks at the facts, because I think with all the facts there, you have an easy verdict to make.
Yeah. Has this been a tough case for you and some of the other family members to watch?
Yeah, I believe it has been a tough case, because obviously it has to do with family members. I lost my grandparents on this plane. And you see all the mistakes and all of the lack of accountability, all of, you know, the lack of concern, and it makes you nervous about every aspect of life.
Defense attorneys told jurors the theory that the oxygen generator started the fire was never proven, instead suggesting electrical problems on the 27-year-old aircraft started the blaze. Jurors continue deliberations less than an hour from now. Reporting live, Michael Hiblin, News Radio 610 WIOD.
It's the first case of its kind, an airline maintenance company charged in connection with a crash, in this case the 1996 ValueJet crash. Michael Hiblin of WIOD reports from Miami.
The now-defunct Sabretech company was convicted of improperly packing oxygen canisters, blamed for igniting a fire causing the crash. But defense attorney Ken Quinn is pleased two employees, Daniel Gonzalez and Eugene Florence, were completely exonerated.
They never should have had to gone through this nightmare. We're also pleased that the jury dismissed out of hands two-thirds of all counts against Sabretech.
Siebert Roberts lost a grandson in the crash and was disappointed with the verdict.
The message is very, very poor. It should be much more harsher than what have been said and done.
110 people were killed in the crash. Michael Hiblin for CBS News, Miami.